This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday approved a bill that would grant more than $4.5 billion for border aid in a bid to stem illegal migration across the country's southern border with Mexico. AP's Tim McGuire has details.
The Senate overwhelmingly passed a $4.6 billion measure to cover the cost to shelter and feed migrants detained by the Border Patrol and care for unaccompanied migrant children who are turned over to the Department of Health and Human Services. Both agencies are struggling to care for the tens of thousands of people. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants some changes.
I think they are four changes to this bill. We could quickly have a conference, talk about those four changes, try to get them in the bill, and finish this.
Before leaving for the G20 summit in Japan, President Trump also said the funding is urgent. Both houses need to approve any changes ahead of next week's 4th of July recess. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Donald Trump blasted former special counsel Robert Mueller Wednesday after Mueller agreed to provide open testimony before two congressional committees next month. As AP's Mike Gracia reports, some Democrats are concerned Trump will try to stop Mueller from testifying.
With special counsel Robert Mueller scheduled to appear before two House committees next month, some Democrats worry the White House or Justice Department will try to block Mueller's testimony. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says there's every indication that President Trump will continue interfering in any way he can. But House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler is sounding confident.
I suspect that whatever the White House says, they're not going to make us, Mueller will not make us try to enforce a subpoena in court.
Rare back-to-back testimony from Mueller before the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees is scheduled for July 17th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump is expected to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and China's President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit in Japan this week. As AP's Charles de Ledesma tells us, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe wants a consensus on trade and other difficult issues.
Speaking at the end of Japan's current parliamentary session, Abe stressed the importance of global leaders overcoming their differences and joining hands in tackling difficult issues to send a strong message to the rest of the world. He said he hopes to lead the summit by patiently finding common ground in order to achieve concrete results, rather than stressing or focusing on differences of opinion. Abe also expressed hope that the US and China will resolve their trade dispute when their leaders meet during and on the sidelines of the summit on Friday and Saturday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In just about an hour, 10 of the 20 Democratic Party candidates will face off for the first of two nights of debates, marking the official start of the attempt to deny President Donald Trump a second term. VOA's Katherine Gibson reports Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts has been rising in the polls.
Warren is polling near the top in the crowded field of candidates. Kitty Rodell believes the Massachusetts senator will become president of the United States, but she's less sure Florida will help her get there.
Trump won by 100,000 votes against Hillary. Florida should be a blue state.
Democrats hope Florida's increasingly diverse population can help tip the balance away from Trump, denying him a second term. Former Republican-turned-progressive Democrat Eduardo de la Vega says he will choose the candidate with the best plans for health care and education.
This is why I'm here. I want to see who's going to be the right person. But it's really exciting because if a Democrat wins the state, it's over for the Republicans.
And with the nation watching intently for two nights, the candidates will have their best chance yet to make their case to voters. Katherine Gibson, VOA News, Miami.
Prosecutors have turned over a tape they say shows singer R. Kelly having sex with an underage girl. AP music correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Judge Lawrence Flood warned both sides in the R. Kelly case that there would be severe sanctions and possible criminal implications if the video was leaked. Kelly pleaded not guilty earlier this month to 11 sex-related charges on top of the 10 counts of sexual abuse that were filed against him in February. Kelly spokesman Daryl Johnson says Kelly's mindset is good and he's continuing to work.
He's shooting basketball, recording, working on his album, and getting ready to release that. So we're excited about his future. We just want to get this behind us. Everything will be okay.
Kelly's next hearing is August 15th. Margie Zaraletta, Chicago.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P losing ground, but the NASDAQ gaining nearly 0.3%. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.